This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, and the New York Post. And we're discussing Keystone State, our home state now, after discussing Buckeye State, where I spent three happy years in my childhood. In Keystone State, in the 12th CD, these are redistrict congressional districts, dominated by the 12th CD dominates Pittsburgh. And the contest, as I understand it from Selena's reporting, is a Summer Lee, a state politician, statewide politician, Summer Lee, who is also endorsed by the most progressive elements of the Democratic Party, something called the Democratic Socialists of America, along with Ocasio-Cortez in the U.S. Congress, and a man named Mike Doyle, who happens to have the same name as the man who is just retiring from this area of the of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, Mike Doyle, who served for, my note says, 28 years as a Democrat. So there's name confusion, but there's also politics. So let's talk about politics. Does this CD turn on crime as well, or is it inflation, inflation, inflation all the time, Selena?
Well, I think in the suburbs of Pittsburgh, the race is about inflation and crime. In the city, there's a little more nuance. It's about crime, but also as you go into the outside of the progressive elite enclaves who are going to rush to Summer Lee to vote for her, there's this issue of socialism within the Democratic Party. And that does not sit well with a lot of old school Democrats who live in the neighborhoods just outside of the business district. Many of them are second and third generation immigrants whose families came from countries escaping socialism. So it'll be real interesting to see if, you know, Summer Lee is not particularly popular in those areas. She narrowly won the primary race against a pretty moderate Democrat in Steve Irwin. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. That's where this race will be decided, I think. I think in the suburbs and in Westmoreland County, she's not going to win. But if the city turns out, she does not get 70% of the city vote, then she is not going to win this seat, which would be insane because it's Joe Biden won the seat by 20 percentage points.
Right, right. We're seeing the same thing in the 12th CD then we're seeing statewide with the Fetterman Oz race. Democrats, if they turn out, they win the race. If they turn out, I mean, Mr. Fetterman has the advantage of being the lieutenant governor, extremely vivid, well-known, and Mr. Oz is a newcomer. And the same for Mike Doyle, who has served as the Plum Borough Council president. But yes, this is a blue seat, right? A profoundly blue seat. His no relation whatsoever. The other Mike Doyle was a very strong Democrat for 28 years. That's a long time.
Yeah. Plum Borough is the largest municipality in Allegheny County. It's massive. It dwarfs every other municipality in the county. He also, you know, this race also considers some, contains some very red suburban districts and also some interesting Democrat-dominated but Trump-supporting blue collar Monongahela Valley districts. So, you know, it's just incredibly fascinating, you know, and both camps acknowledge that this is a tight race, with the Democrats not happy that it's a tight race and it shouldn't be. I mean, even if Mike Doyle wins it, he's only going to rent the seat for 2 years until a more moderate Democrat runs in 2024.
I note that you've been reporting on places in Pennsylvania and Ohio and other states that twice voted for President Obama, twice voted for President Donald Trump, and once voted for President Biden. And now they go back and forth. They're like flip a switch. They call themselves Democrats and they vote Republican. They call themselves Republican and they vote Democrats. Selena Zito, the purple reporter for the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post. This is CBS Eye on the World. It's the Keystone State that we really know very well. I know the Philadelphia area. Selena knows the Pittsburgh area, and more to come in this very tight race for the midterm. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.